camfm.co.uk.
Hello, a very warm welcome to CamFM Trending, the podcast from CamFM, Cambridge University and ARU's student radio station, coming to you from the heart of Cambridge on King's Parade. Now, we've got a great interview for you today on the podcast, which was originally broadcast on CamFM News Brunch. It's with the politician, the alien, the all-round legend, Count Binface. Now, it's a wide-ranging conversation that me and Daisy Cox, our station manager, have with the Count, involving politics, a bit of CFAX, as you'd come to expect, and plenty more besides, including a bit of a recital from the Iliad, which is an interesting one. So plenty to get to grips with in that, and I hope you really love the interview. But I'll let Daisy do the proper introductions.
CamFM.
Hello, Aaron and I are incredibly excited to be joined by a very special guest. You might know him as the leader of the Recyclons and contender for the Richmond and North Allerton constituency against Rishi Sunak in this year's general election. But to many, he is simply known as Count Binface. But that's enough from me. Please, Count, feel free to introduce yourself to our listeners in your own words.
Well, I think you've done a rather good job yourselves. Hello, listeners. It is a delight to be speaking to you and to all of Cambridge on Cam FM. For a second, I thought it was Can FM, which would have been even better. But it's fine, and I am delighted to be with you.
We should maybe have a rename, to be honest. Now, Count, I do want to get into the political nitty-gritty with you here as well, because you are, of course, an active politician as the sixth most popular candidate in Richmond and North Allerton. So following the Labour conference that we've had over these past few days, do you think change has begun in the UK?
Sorry. You said Labour conference and I went into a coma. I do apologise. I'm out now. It's fine. Sorry, you better repeat that. Do I think what?
Do you think change has begun, like the Prime Minister is saying?
I think change began by kicking out those absolutely useless Conservatives, would you not say? So they have at least done that. So you've got to give them some credit for turfing out hundreds of completely useless Conservatives. Whether they're any better, is change better? That all depends, does it not? And, you know, I think we need to give them a chance. I think we need to see their freebies and, you know, tickets to Arsenal and clothing their wives in the context of what the Tories got up to. It's small beer so far. But as is indeed calling hostages sausages, we can move past all that, can't we? And I think time will tell, but that's what I'm here for. I shall hold them to account.
Oh, I see what you did there. Very good. And one particular policy nitty-gritty I suppose we should get into is, as I'm sure you're well painfully aware, Monday was the anniversary of CFAX launching, and on the 23rd of October, it'll be 12 years since CFAX was taken from us. Of course, one of your campaign pledges when you were standing in Richmond and North Allerton was to bring back that CFAX. Do you think there's still a chance that it will return under this new government?
Under this government? No chance. But that's the whole point. That's my raison d'etre, young man. I've been campaigning on this ever since I came to Earth. And I'm an early adopter. And just because the news cycle's caught up with the old 50th birthday, and quite right too, it needs shouting from the rooftops that every opportunity, if there was less internet, less social media, and more teletext and CFAX in your lives, things would be much, much better. And that's what I'm here to do.
Couldn't argue with that. Daisy, do you have any questions?
I mean, I've got a question.
Oh, yes.
Yes, go for it.
Do either of you actually remember CFAX, or are you too young?
Well, it's one of those things where we're too young, but we get the vibes of it from all we've been told from campaigns such as yourselves.
Exactly. That's my point, guys, you see. When I've been touring around the country, which of course we're going to be coming onto, right? That's why I'm talking. not just out of the goodness of my heart or political endeavours. Now I've got a torture plug, but as I've been going around the nation, the cheering I've been getting for CFAX from people who are way too young to remember it is astonishing. And I think it goes to show that the people want something that's beautiful, slow news. It's unhackable. It's untrollable. It's unmaskable. It's perfect. And it needs to come back.
Shows you've done a good job campaigning.
Exactly. I mean, I mean, in my lifetime, obviously, the main thing I'm used to is the red button service. But, you know, to bring back CFAX, I think, would be a glorious day indeed.
Well,
yeah.
The red button is a pale imitation.
Oh, absolutely. You know?
This is the thing, people, even Jess Phillips, you know, the Labour MP, has been in touch and told me when she's gone canvassing, right, in the streets of Birmingham Yardley, she's had people on the doorstep bringing up my CFAX policy with her. So this is the stuff that people care about, that and not freezing to death this winter.
Yes, I think that's probably ideal. I mean, yes, I have heard, as Aaron was saying, the echoes, the glorious echoes of CFAX, you know, in our past. And I'm hoping that we can march towards bringing it back in a glorious future to come. But, you know, yes, thank you so much. So, as you very rightly say, you are planning on beaming down to Cambridge Junction on the 6th of October to bless us mere mortals in the valleys of Cambridgeshire and beyond. What sort of things are you planning on showcasing on this mystical, magical tour of yours? What sort of things can people expect from coming to see you?
Well, I mean, obviously, there'll be a bit of CFAX. That's no spoilers there. But basically... I think you could say it's a mixture, really. It's the finest sci-fi satire you'll see this side of the restaurant at the end of the universe. And I combine that with a state of the nation and indeed interactivity too, because this is an opportunity for you, the great people of Cambridge, obviously one of the brightest places in the entire planet, to help me fine-tune the Binface Manifesto for the next electoral cycle. So see it as the Binface Party Conference, hey? What more could you want?
No, absolutely. I completely agree with you. I don't want to, you know, obviously to spoil anything for anyone who is planning on going, but when you mentioned interactivity, is that, say, you're canvassing for policies at the next election, what sort of form is this interactivity going to take?
It's called, I don't know if you're aware of it, it's called democracy. yes, it's where individuals are allowed to cast a vote and the majority view goes forward. So, you know, I'd love to say that other party conferences do that, but even when they take a vote, the leaders don't take a blind bit of notice. But obviously, it's much, much different with the Count Binface Party. Of course it is.
Absolutely.
It's not as if I'm going to ignore what anyone says unless it fits with my plans.
Oh, no, obviously not. I would never expect something of you like that. Have you ever been to Cambridge before? Have we ever been blessed with your presence in the past?
No, I have not. This is the whole point, you see. I go where the power is, not to say you don't have power, obviously, but where the electoral power is. So, you know, it's potluck in the UK, isn't it, about where the prime minister happens to have their seat. And you know, in my time on earth, that hasn't been Cambridge yet. And so this UK tour of mine, Bindependence Day, it's sort of simultaneously a victory lap, well, a moral victory lap after my elections of this year, and simultaneously, yes, a chance for me to make a first sort of odyssey around the UK and meet humans from across the country. It's been so much fun. Everyone's been so welcoming and warm. And to come to the intellectual capital of the UK is one of my utter dreams. You'll notice I don't have Oxford on my list. I mean, who cares
yes.
about that, right?
Well, I mean, why would you even bother going to such a subpar university town like Oxford? I mean, clearly we're, you know, the much better one. So I completely agree with you there.
Precisely.
On that note, are there any words of wisdom? Are there any sort of moral lessons you want the people of Cambridgeshire to take in their day-to-day lives, like a little nugget of wisdom from the Count?
Well, I do actually. I sum it all up into a nugget of wisdom, but for that, you're going to have to come to the show. I can't just spew my wisdom across the Cambridgeshire airwaves like that for free. Not when I'm here to entice the great humans of your wonderful city to come and see me. So, you know, that's that. I hope I've tantalized you enough. What I can do, of course, is tell you some of my wonderful policies. I mean, it's no secret to say that I'm the one who is offering to build at least one affordable house. No one can touch that. I'm offering to make Claudia Winkleman's Fringe grade one listed. It's the only pure thing left on Strictly. Gotta protect it. And of course, all water bosses to take a dip in British rivers to see how they like it. All that, and of course, one of my flagship ones, price capping croissants at £1.10. So, you know, you put that together, it's a manifesto for the ages. It's going to, I mean, come 2028, 2029, Labour in deep trouble. Reform in deep trouble. The Tories, who cares? And the Lib Dems, they might have to stop doing a giant sort of summer holiday trip to Butlins and pull their finger out. Because Bin Face is coming for you all.
Wonderful. That note, that, I mean, I obviously I can't get too political on CamFM, but I must say that is a rather, you know, bulletproof manifesto there. Well, thank you so much for, you know, are there any more questions you wanted to ask us?
Yes, I should. I should like to. Are you studying in the university, or are you a professional journalist? Tell me more about you.
Well, Aaron and I both are students for our sins at the University of Cambridge. I'm doing classics. Aaron is doing MML, Modern Medieval Languages. So, you know, we're ready to contribute to society, I think. Is that right,
we're
Aaron?
We're both ready to contribute to society by doing languages that are dead.
Yes. Well, I am.
Mine are living.
Medieval languages.
No, mainly the modern. Medieval's in the title, but no, I'm just doing French. You could just call it French, really.
Oh, okay, fair enough. So, yeah, well, you know, that's fair enough. The classical one, at least with that, Daisy, you'd be able to correspond with Boris Johnson, which is how I spoke to him in the 2019 election. I said Salway to him because I'm fluent in over 7 million forms of communication, and I knew the one that he would be able to manage was classical Latin. So I had a chin wag with him in that tongue. So, you know, I'd love to say your degree is completely wasted, but there is use for it.
Well, thank you. I mean, I'll bear that in mind.
7 million languages.
There you go, you see. Let's just hope you don't need to use it to correspond with him, but you never know.
Well, it's one of those things that might come up. So it's always good to have in the back pocket as well. So excellent. Well, thank you very much.
As long as you don't spew your Cincinnatus or whatever his name was and other references just willy-nilly, then everyone will be happy. Just use classics where it should be used for Mary Beard-style documentaries, not politics. And then everyone will be happy.
I think so. I think that's definitely something Mary Beard herself would probably get behind as well. But thank you so much for joining us today, Count Bimface. Final chance to say something to the people of Cambridgeshire and beyond before we part ways.
Absolutely. And menin aede tea pelea dio achilleos ulomenen, which is, as you know, is the opening of the Iliad. And I hope everyone enjoys that.
Wonderful. Thank you very much.
You weren't expecting that, were you? You weren't expecting the grief.
Well, because I did my final Translate exam
it,
this year.
Translate it or your degree is useless. Translate that now.
I think it's pretty fair to say it is. I mean, something about rage in there. So there you go. Pretty good there. You know, the degree's coming in clutch there, you know, but
I'll give you a C-, but I love it.
Thank you.
I love it.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you very much for joining us.
My and pleasure. Then, thank you so much for having me on. It's been a treat, and I hope I see you at the junction. Like Squeeze will be up the junction. Can't wait.
I'd play a bit of Squeeze now, but we don't have the copyright. What you have the right to do, though, in a very slick transition there, is head on over to camfm.co.uk for much more great radio content from CamFM. We'd love it here as well. If you enjoyed the interview today with Count Binface, leave us a like, maybe give us a follow here on Spotify, and tell your friends from the Uni of Cam, ARU, and beyond. There's plenty to expect in this podcast feed in the coming months. Thanks so much for tuning in. We always really appreciate it. And I've been Aaron Siposh. We'll see you again here soon.